see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And hello, welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am your watchman. What's a watchman? What is a watchman? What does a watchman do? A watchman watches for the events predictions that are being carried out, that are happening from the Bible, to keep track of them, to warn people from their purview, their respective circle of influence, of what's coming. So you got to know the Bible. You got to read the Bible. It's easy. Just read it. You got to trust in the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul. Love him. And follow him and him alone. You got to be born again. It's by choice. It's not a special favor. You think you're born again. No, it's a matter of choice. That you decide to follow him. So he can work through you. Available to anybody that chooses that path. It's real. Family, the supernatural is real. Everything you see around you going on today, everything is to keep you distracted. Keep you distracted from worship of Jesus Christ. And from walking that life, following that life, to walk in that walk. Oh, and it's hard. It really is hard. This is to toughen you. It's to strengthen you for what's to lie ahead. He works through us. He, God does, works through us. Works through you when you allow him to. He's not going to. You'll follow his commandments. I sure didn't for a long time. He'll step back and let you go. Satan will sift you like wheat. The supernatural way. You have a supernatural world out there that people don't realize exists. They know something's there. They just don't know what. And I think I'll watch some more Dancing with the Stars or vacations. Things to take my mind off of that conviction. Because he loves you. And he's not going to let sin come into heaven. He'll train you if you let him. Trains you through the Holy Spirit. This is the war going on today. This is the battle happening inside you. He knows what, shall we say, trick your trigger? And it's real. It is. The supernatural is hidden. Now, for those that worship Satan, he's not hidden. They have rituals. Supernatural tantalizing things that happen that tickles your innards. Wow, did you see that? Yeah, wow, that's amazing, yeah. To pull you in, because he knows how we are like natives that have never seen anything like a TV or computer. So show us something we've never seen before, supernatural. Look what I can do. Look at this. Look what I can conjure up. How'd you do that? Oh, well, you say these words, you kill this little bird, kid, chicken, or cat. You kill them, watch them squeal. The energy comes out, and I say these words, and wow. Oh, yeah, it's ugly. But see, it goes further than that. It's when we turn away from God. To our own devices and to our own desires and not worship him. Give thanks to ourselves. We're following our own God. It's the same thing. Either way, you turn away from him. You don't see the supernatural. But your relationship with him is done. Until you call back and he's there for you. This is not a religious show. It's not a Christian show. It's not a... doesn't belong in the Christian Junior or anywhere else. It belongs where it is to tell you that the politics of today, the economics of today, the arts, entertainment, philosophy, the education, the science, religion, all these are called ashram rays. They have specialists that actually formulate objectives in each seven areas I've just mentioned. Sit around a council tables, literally, to determine what plans in the future they can initiate in those areas worldwide to distract the public. It has been done. It is being done now. They're called Bilderberg. They're called Club of Rome, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, you got it? And they discuss ways to literally kill off the population, distract them while they're not watching, and eliminate the population slowly. Let's do it quickly. Well, that's what a war is all about. And they have created the wars. Let's keep them distracted. They use TV, they use drugs, they use everything they can in the entertainment world. And that legal, which is not legal also, to keep you distracted. And they control all those areas I just mentioned. And how they do it? Well, they're foot soldiers or the secret societies. Some of them don't even know it. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. That's why they're secret. They keep hidden. To keep hidden the secrets that they've learned. that gives them supernatural abilities in some cases to make them think they're better than what they really are, when in reality all the powers they have is not theirs in the first place. They are demonic at all levels. They just don't realize it. I'm just giving you a little bit of synopsis off the top of my head of what's really going on that most of the world don't even know. But it's going to come out open. And when it does, it's going to be a flood. Family, be ready. If you haven't seen it already, little by little it will surface in deaths and family members killing family members. Things that you've never seen before will start happening. Some of it is technological that they've created. Others are supernatural. It's going to increase. Family, I don't bring bad tidings. I bring realistic tidings. Jesus Christ is real. He is coming back. And I'm doing my broadcasting for 6 years, five, 6 years, to warn people how Satan actually operates within the world scene. That's what I do. That's all I do. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get started. And this week, I want to continue on with talking about how Satan, his followers, all the monarchy, all world leaders, Putin, Obama, all of them, work together in the secret society that I am speaking of for the past 12 minutes. Absolutely. Every one of them. I can even give you, for example, in Russia, the name of the Illuminati there, primary family is Ginsburg. Have you ever heard of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Yeah, well. Every country's got a royal family of sort. Some of the names you've heard, some of the names you haven't. But you know, the one thing about it, and then we'll dedicate the broadcast like I do every time, is they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. It's a requirement. So they do it in such a way that you'll never really notice in front of your face a lot of times. But God requires that they reveal everything they do, but they do it in such a way that the average person that's not looking will find it. It'll happen in front of them. They'll not connect, make the connection or connect the dots. Why do you need to know all this in the first place? Why can't it just happen and just leave me alone? Let me live my little life. Because family, knowing what's going on gives you the signs of the times and gives you an indication of how soon you have. So when you see it really increase, if you haven't made that step of taking Jesus as your Savior, you'll make it pretty quick. And those that have, you'll know to increase the tempo, increase the frequency of relating to others the truth about Jesus. Because it's coming. I'm going to talk about that today, all this week, about the world unions. Exactly like it was told to us by Daniel thousands of years ago. How would he ever know about the 10 unions that's formed up now? How would he know? It's not coincidental. It's by the Spirit of God who gave Nebuchadnezzar. That was awkward. Nebuchadnezzar in the dream, a pagan who had to seek out one of God's own. Isn't that amazing how God works? To give him interpretation of the dream and lay the groundwork for four kingdoms, and the last one being the Roman Empire, to be revived in the 10 unions I'm talking about now. That's the revival of the Holy Roman Empire. Not Islam. Not America, whatever they're trying to come up with. It's revival of the Holy Roman Empire. Today it's called the European Union. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, you'll guide us. Protect us. Give us strength to do your work. Lord, for those that's not seen Jesus, that's not witnessed Father Jesus Christ, that Father, you'll set up divine appointments. And lead us into those divine appointments to witness to those others that are on that verge to accept Jesus as their Savior. Father, we pray for our families. That Father, through our study, our worship, that others will become sanctified. Father, I pray for me, I pray for my patience, to give me patience. And Lord, insight, discernment, and wisdom that I can pass it on, Lord. To bring out the watchman, Lord, with your Holy Spirit to touch these churches and give these leaders the courage to step away from the control that they're under. Father, to Holy Spirit to speak to these Freemasons, convict their heart, to renounce those blood oaths, to always speak truth and not cover it with secrecy. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will guide others toward your Son, Jesus, and divine appointments will lead them to those that's going to witness and carry them through. Father, we pray for knowledge through the King James Bible, the knowledge, Lord, that you'll write on our hearts to be able to lead studies, to interpret Scripture. And Father, the courage to face what's yet to come and use us in your service. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. What they've done is they've divided us all into shows about entertainment, shows about politics, shows about religion, shows about politics, or I already said that, for education, for cooking, for recipes, everything. The reality is, this one conspiracy, literally, has specialists that divide this world in councils, committees, and so forth, as I said before, and set up goals, objectives, planning centuries ahead, not months, not years, but centuries. You say, well, how's that happen? Yeah, it's got to be supernatural, huh? That's what it is. That throws history right out the door. That history happens spontaneously. That wars happen because A and B happened. No. No war has ever happened like that. All the wars we've been in our country since 1700s, inclusive of the Revolutionary War, were pre-planned generations ahead. Every war, no exception. All of the major wars, political upheavals, economic depressions, recessions of the 20th century even, were carefully planned, instigated by the machinations of these elite. Family, that includes World War I, World War II, Great Depression, Bolshevik Revolution, rise of Nazi Germany, Vietnam War, Korean War, Gulf War, World War I, World War II, and what yet to happen, World War III. Family, they were planned. before 1871 by Illuminati. And each one laid the groundwork for the next one. And this is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. You will not refute what I just said. You can deny it. You won't refute it because the evidence is clear. The events that took place have the same names. But one generation, the same families, are carried to the next as in a family tradition. That's how they do it. It's a worldwide conspiracy that's orchestrated by, shall we say, a tribe of genetically related individuals. And these individuals include many of the very wealthy, politically powerful, corporate elite of the world. Members of the so-called black nobility of Europe. And their goal has always been to create a one-world government. And did you know, literally, this black nobility of Europe, synagogue of Satan, can trace their bloodlines all the way back to the pharaohs of ancient Egypt that migrated from Egypt into Europe. Now that should get your attention. And did you know that every world leader is either a puppet or a pseudo-family member of sort? And if they somehow get turned over to their own power and they move away from the family because, look, I'm in charge. You know, you're right. I'm the president of this country. I'm the leader of this republic that you put me here. And the people start getting to him and the Spirit of God convicts them. They move away from the family tradition. Guess what? They take him out. This is how it really works in history. How do they do that? By problem, reaction, solution. They vilify them as dictators and say, we're fighting for freedom. We got to take out this world leader that is really a bad guy. It's because they've lost control. This is how it is in every single war. Every one of them. They plan the history, make it happen, and then report on it in the way they want to. There's your world history. Now, I can prove every word I've told you. You can deny it if you want, but you won't win. It's not just me. It's those who've really studied this with no agenda, but won't define truth. Well, quickly, I do not want to dwell on it because I have before, and most of y'all that listen to my show, you probably have memorized some of this before, but if you're any new people there, the outer core of the families, I'm not going to go slow. If anybody's taking notes, don't take notes because I'm going to go fast. You can go back and listen to the recording if you want to copy down notes and all that, because people do, I've been told. But the families on the outside, they want you to know about. The ones that keep you distracted. They carry out these plans. Different assignments to different family bloodlines. That they want you to know about are the following. Rothschild. Astors. The Bundys. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bundy Ranch, huh? The Bundys. The Collins family. DuPont. The Freemans. Kennedy family. The Lai family from China, L.I. Onassa, the Rockefellers, Disney. He's a pedophile. He was one evil individual, and he was, in fact, a Satanist. The Russell family, Jane Russell, Collins, hey, about that. Movies, TV, Hollywood, they're everywhere. And they are real. And they're known, and they're famous, because they perform a service in the arts services. Van Duyn, D-U-Y-N, the Merovingian, that's your bloodline of the kings and queens, and the Reynolds family. Reynolds, aluminum, tobacco. Kennedy, politics, prohibition, mafia. The Lai family, Chinese, triads. Onassa, Greece, Rockefellers, who start wars, made $200 million in World War One. Their family did in World War One. Rockefeller created Council of Foreign Relations, all politics, Disney, entertainment, children, phallic symbols and things that talk in animals, all these things that fantasy, to pull their minds away from reality. DuPont, industry, Astor's, hotels and business, Bundy, I don't know, the Rothschilds, financial, Mervingian are the kings and queens. They have different assignments. And want to bring a family in that's not of the bloodline from the pharaohs. They have a marriage between the families. Say, the Joneses, we'll use hypothetically, are into their dynasty. So let's bring that Jones family in. So they'll have a marriage. That marriage of a man or a woman from the Jones family, we'll say, with a member of the Illuminati family already. That marriage then seats that family forever in the future as Illuminati family. So from then on, that family is cultivated to carry out this world government under whatever discipline that they're going to assign them. You see how it works? That's how it works. Now, that's the ones you know about, the ones they want you to know about. And they always have an inner core, inner circle. And the ones they don't want you to know about are the familia. They're all Italian. They're all Roman, which is Italian or German. P-A-M-P-H-I-L-I. Famiglia. Esti family. The Farnese. The Aldo Brandini. Orsini, which controls the popery in the Vatican. Yeah, Pepe Orsini. He controls the black pope and the white pope. He controls Francis and the Jesuits, Adolfo Nicholas. Orsini is the guy that connects them to the real Illuminati family. Orsini, Breakspear, Medici, Borgia, they funded the Jesuits. Sangallia, Conti, Carciaggi, Colonna, Gaetana. And they come, different houses, House of Bernadotte in Sweden, and House of Bourbon in France, the House of Braganza in Portugal, House of Grimaldi in Monaco, House of Guelph, Britain is the most important one, G-U-E-L-P-H, House of Habsburg, Austria. Well, I'll tell you what, let me give you a name. It's connected to them. Baron Karl Theodor zu Gutenberg. How about that, huh? Yeah. A little part of the Habsburg. House of Hanover, Germany. The second most important one. House of Hohenzollern, Germany. House of Karađorđević, Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia. House of Liechtenstein, from Liechtenstein. House of Nassau in Luxembourg. The House of Oldenburg in Denmark. House of Orange in the Netherlands. House of Savoy in Italy. House of Witten in Belgium. The House of Wittelsbach in Germany. Germany's got a lot. House of Wittenberg, Germany. And lastly, the House of Zagu in Albania. Now, all these families you'll find on the Windsor family tree. The Windsors, Queen Elizabeth II, House of Merovingian bloodline, the Carolingian. And all the families listed are connected at the House of Guelph, G-U-E-L-P-H. And it's one of the original black nobility families of Venice. And that's from which the House of Windsor, the present Queen of England, Elizabeth II, descends from. And you know, the Guelphs are so intertwined with the German aristocracy, and that's through the House of Hanover. It'd take volumes, pages, to mention all the connections. European royal houses originate from the House of Hanover, from the House of Guelph, the black nobility. They can trace their bloodlines to to the pharaohs of Egypt that left Egypt after God kicked their butts. In came the Caesars. You know the job of the Caesars after the migration of the pharaohs of Egypt to Europe was to kill off the Christians. That was their assignment. Hence the Colosseums of blood. It goes on and on and on. You know that it's no accident that the principal commodity exchanges are located in London, England. Companies ran by the black nobility families are the British Petroleum, BP, Oppenheimer, Lunthorpe, Philborough, and many, many more. Also, the Grosvenors in England. Grosvenors in England. And for centuries, this family lived, as most of the European families, on ground rent. Today, the family owns hundreds of acres of land in the center of London. Land's never sold, but leased in a 39-40 year leasehold agreement. The ground rent of the Middle Ages. Grosvenor Square. American Embassy is located there. It belongs to the Grosvenor family, as does Eaton Square. It family just goes and goes. I keep talking about this for the longest time. I'm trying to make a point here. The black nobility are founders of secret societies of our day. That's why they're secret societies. This is from which all the others are connected to Illuminati that originated from the Committee of the 300, all bloodline. The Club of Rome that's setting up the North America, setting up the World Union with 10 world unions that we're talking about now. The Club of Rome, you'll hear this again. The Council of Foreign Relations. Royal Institute of National Affairs, Bilderbergs, a round table where they all come together, all originate from the Committee of the 300, and therefore from the European black nobility families I've just mentioned. You know, cooperating with the European black nobility are American families like the Harrimans, the McGeorge Bundys. Now you see how it works? The House of Hanover, although it seems to be German, is Jewish. So is the House of Habsburg. But the Jews are nothing but a part. You have Irish, Roman Catholic, every major family that's involved here is of different descent. And when you talk about Jewish, you're talking about the tribe of Dan. That was disinherited. The synagogue of Satan, those who claim to be Jews but are not Jews. So it's not just the Jews. All those mentioned are Luciferian. That's the real connector. Now they're going to try to get people to believe it's a Jewish conspiracy to take the heat off the secret societies. And the real German-Roman Illuminati. They're going to do the best to get you to believe it's Jews as a plausible deniability. They keep forgetting there's other families involved and they all worship Lucifer. That's what's going on today, family. They pre-planned history. So you see, what we've been taught in all the schools is a lot of baloney. And everything I'm telling you, I can prove. As it's not just me. Because I've done research on those who've already done it. All I'm just doing is reporting it. Unbiased, straightforward, and modern day, I'm your watchman. And I follow no country, no flag, no allegiance, but the one, and that's Jesus Christ. I'm done. That's it. That's where I stop. I follow Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. I haven't always been this way at all. I was a former U.S. Marine. Loved my country. Joined the Marine Corps in 1970s because I wanted to go fight for my country and all that. And I had disdain for those that didn't have respect for the country and all that. I had a bad temper with those kind of people. I had no idea what the reality was. I found out as a government contractor, because I worked in these areas, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, Kuwait, the Congo. I picked up a few things along the way, working for the State Department, Department of Energy, and government contractors in these zones during the time that they were having conflicts. I picked up a few things here and there. You can find my name all over the internet as a whistleblower in Kosovo. I don't capitalize on it. I just warn people about it. That something's coming. So, what they're doing is they're just following right along with the book. What book? King James Bible. Family, I'm not making a cliche. It's exactly what's going on today. The 10 unions was predicted by Daniel thousands of years ago through a dream interpretation. It's coming to pass now. The European Union fits that bill. They tried setting this up in 1940s. They was planning a new world order in 1943. It never happened. You see, God's in control. It's all set to go. A map was discovered that shows the unions. After 1939, this map showed up in modern day in an antique shop. You say, well, come on now. Yeah, but when you take the boundaries, you match it up with historical records, and then you match it up with quotes from presidents, leaders of that era, you'll see that the map matches their plans. It's not just some map found in some antique shop that shows it. They had this planned out. I've got quotes from FDR. I've read many times on their air. When I first discovered this quote from William G. Carr, it just blew me away, because I already had basic background knowledge of the conspiracy. So I already knew what was going on years ago. I ran across Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. As I was reading it, I ran across an obscure page, you might say, in his book, 1955, with a direct quote from FDR behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees as eyewitness, Senator Lundeen, copied down the quote as he heard it behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public. March the 4th, 1939, it laid out that FDR is going to plan a dictatorship. To hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It doesn't exist, it never did, and we'll never let it happen that way. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. The quote is quite horrifying, actually. It's never to be revealed to the public, but Lundeen did anyway in about the late 40s, early 50s. He gave it to William G. Carr, and William G. Carr put it in his book. You find a copy of the Red Fog Over America, William G. Carr. I've got the original, one of the original editions, edition one. It's also on my website, WatchmanForJesus.com. WatchmanForJesus.com. And I've got a timeline. And in the timeline, you can go on there and read it yourself. March the 4th, 1939. I got to move on. March the 4th, 1939. It's right there. A timeline, a basic timeline of this New World Order that I was using to write a book with, but I never did. I have my reasons. I've explained my reasons why I didn't write the book. It's 300, 250 pages or so. But I promote the King James Bible. And my idea was I was going to write this book, and I was going to write several books, all this stuff, and, you know. And then God got a hold of me and said, no. You see, the books have been written. Where do you think I got my background information from? From research. So I just point people to the books already. There you go. Me, I promote the King James Bible. And I do this for free. I'm not into capitalism. I'm into spreading the gospel at no cost. And no personal gain. None. You see. And I just trust in the Lord. I do this for real. I'm not here for personal gain at all. I know what's going on. But family, you got to find out for yourself. You find out. Don't trust anything anybody says. I'm telling you, on any TV station, any talk show, you find out for yourself. You hear something like, wow, that's amazing. Or, wow, I didn't know that. Okay, fine. Well, you go seek it out. You find out. Because deception is the rule. I'm sorry it's that way, but it is. And we're heading to that change, America. It's coming upon us. They've been planning every generation to accept the New World Order and a breakdown of our national boundaries. And for you, America, it's called the North American Union. And there's groups that have heard about it and are trying to stop it even. Congress Lady Nancy Schaefer was going up against it. She's going to expose the Child Protective Service. And I showed you all last week. Her plans was given on a speech. And then I played the recording of her death. Shot by her husband months after her speech. Sometime after a speech to a group of people about how she's going to expose the Child Protective Service, which works for the CIA. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They kidnap your children, family. 500,000 of them disappear. Nobody's doing a... I can't use that word. Nobody's doing a darn thing about it. Because they're all controlled by the Illuminati. Controlled by Freemasons. Controlled by the House. Controlled by the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, that hide their activities through good deeds they do. Shriners, shame on you. And your Joint Chief of Staff, shame on you. You've turned your back on America. You spit on the graves of Arlington Cemetery. And you claim to be patriots and family members. You're not. Because you brief and kowtow to the Council of Foreign Relations. You lost your faith. You lost your humanity. Somewhere along the way with your blood oath to your secret society. This is what's really going on. So when they get up in front of Congress and they brief Congress and you watch them on TV, it's all bogus nonsense. And lies come out of their mouth. The Joint Chief of Staff and those that brief and talk to the Council of Foreign Relations. And I got a list of the names too. From admirals to 4-star, 3-star generals. Former patriots and former heroes of wars are no longer. Because they've turned their leaf over to secret societies and treachery. And responsible for the death of thousands, thousands and thousands of our own military men and women. Vietnam, the Agent Orange, was used to cause the cancer to wipe out the baby boomers that would fight in that war. They used the barrels, empty barrels of Agent Orange for the field showers. They made sure they got their ingested cancer. That's a fact too, by the way. We've always fed Soviet Russia since we funded, the Americans funded through Wall Street, the Bolshevik Revolution. Adolf Hitler in 1928, 100% American businesses funded Adolf Hitler. 100% in 1928, fact. These are all facts. It leads up till today. It leads up till today. Y'all getting a picture of what I'm trying to get across? This is all old information. Kind of a 45-minute rehash of me telling you exactly how it is. And for those that's old, that's been listening to me for a long time, it's a reminder. You know, lately in the news, you've got things like this millionaire, Robert Durst, D-R-S-T, faces murder charges after a broadcast. A murder committed a long time ago. You've got others that are being arrested or they die or whatever. And these are Illuminati adherents, maybe not bloodline adherents. They are participators. Now, why am I mentioning this? Family, because for whatever reason, they're not following along with what they're supposed to or their agreement. It turned them over. Matter of fact, 1920s investigation was done, and in that investigation of the Canadian Customs and Excise Service, 1924-1927, H.H. Stevens was a member of Parliament for Vancouver. And they were going into filing the corruption of their Customs and Excise Service. But subsequent to the investigation, in the mid-20s, they discovered, in fact, plans to destroy the United States and Canada as nations. It was a surprise. It's like, wow. And the long-range plans they discovered were to ultimately destroy Canada and the United States as nations, merge them together. This is back in the 1920s. And that coincides with the present-day North American Union and NAFTA Treaty. Well, here's the point. As part of the evidence they found evidence in their discoveries that where this Illuminati's, that they discovered it, their activities, was the following part of it. To establish a new society, where the wealthiest members had made their money by illegal methods and were forever beholden to those who made successful operations possible. So the majority of the newly rich, and the newly rich carries its inheritance through family tradition, as long as they keep up with the assignment was given to that family. They can never come out of it. So the majority of the newly rich in these families can't help but carry out requests of those who made them rich, because those who made them millionaires overnight can also reduce them to poverty just as quickly if they so much as even hesitate to do the bidding of the Illuminati. And that's what's going on today. They bring up the affairs they had. They'll set up their sons to go to jail for something. You want to play with us? Lindbergh was going after them about their financial dealings. Lindbergh's baby was, were warned by, they kidnapped Lindbergh's baby and murdered the Lindbergh baby about a mile and a half from the house as a warning to shut up. That's what that was all about. Y'all getting the idea? Did you know that, remember I've told you all that has listened to me before, that Clint Eastwood, for example, is a Freemason. Hollywood, part of the arts. His part of the agenda, just like all the rest of them that are taking a blood oath in Hollywood. I'd mentioned that movie about Chris Kyle, the sniper, that was anti-war movie primarily, and also target Chris Kyle, who was a good person. Just another soldier, another, in this case, SEAL member or member of the armed forces, who've been led to believe we're fighting for our country and a right to live and killing the terrorists and all that sort of thing. that we've all been lied to as military professionals, we're being lied to now, was doing his job as we saw fit, as we're trained to do. Unfortunately, they're using children and women as combatants. They kill you just as dead as an adult male can. Started in Vietnam using children and women and whatever. Goes against our training as Marines to kill women and children. But they'll kill you just as fast as anybody else will. So you end up having to kill one. That will tear down your insides. It goes against you as humanity. It goes against your training, actually. And that's the plan, to tell you the truth. Well, Chris Kyle was a Christian. We see our duty as military. We've got it convoluted, unfortunately, that I'm going out to kill for Christ. It's crazy. I see it for what it is now. I didn't back then myself. But we have this idea. A crusade's kind of notion. We've been brainwashed, in other words. In any case, he's not like Ventura. Ventura, who's a liar. Ventura, who's part of the agenda. A Luciferian, a fake and a fraud, who works for the Illuminati. Professional wrestler. Governor? You've got to be kidding me. Actor. Illuminati member. Chris Kyle was a good person. Well, the idea was to vilify Chris Kyle. Consequently, those with the idealistic, you know, thoughts of fight for your country and all that, anti-war, that's what Cletus Wood did this movie. I'd said this in several broadcasts before. Well, here's the point. Now, Cletus Wood has come out and admitted, describes his near-death experience, and says the American sniper is anti-war. Anti-war, I agree with anti-war, but here's the real deal. To no longer fight, show you the evils that they set up, now they want you to stop it, to accept the New World Order as a peace solution under their control once again. That's the lie they're going to give you. That's the lie they're bringing to you for this North American Union. For this world union. A despotic world union based on a perceived peaceful means to bring world peace. And they are lying to you, world. They're lying to you. Because they're all part of this Luciferian family I've been talking about the past hour. I had to lay the groundwork. And now they're bringing up to you what's called the Hegelian dialectic. To now show you the evil, show you the wars are bad because they've created them themselves. They control the terrorists. As a dialectic, fictitious alternate enemies that they fight, they control them. And then march against them. Yet they got them in their pocket. To now say, oh, let's all come together under Lucifer, because that's exactly who they worship. And then you might have someone say, well, I just thought this is nonsense. I don't believe in Lucifer. I don't believe in the supernatural. That don't matter. They do. They do believe, and they control the world for right now. So they take actors and actresses, and they take the movie in Hollywood, and they spread these movies out, which are training films, actually. You call them movies, they call them training films. Manipulate populations. That's what Hollywood's all about. See how it works? It's actually part of the Star Group Entertainment. I'm talking the big picture. I'm not talking about the small picture. Well, is it up to date? Well, I found a neat little article that I fell into the other day when I was doing this research. And the article says, it's dated February the 4th, 2015. why we need a North American passport. The future success of North America depends partly on how the United States, Canada, and Mexico work together. Oh, they are sneaky. Andres Martinez, Daniel Kurtz, Phelan, say we should have a North American passport like the European Union passport. Andres Martinez and New America's editorial director for Future Tense, editorial director of Zocalo Public Square, professor of practice at the Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University. Daniel Kurtz Phelan is an Eric and Wendy Schmidt fellow at the New American and a former advisor on Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's policy planning staff. It's the fourth in the series called Big Ideas for a New America. This is a think tank, the New America, spotlights experts and solutions to the nation's greatest challenges. The opinions expressed is, of course, you could probably refute if you wanted to, but the call for it is real. The future of the United States lies in North America, they say. It's not a geographic truism, but a strategic imperative. Generations of Americans, they say, distracted by far-flung crisis and have longed that they create, have long taken our own region for granted. They try to kowtow us and lull us into this false sense of security that the North American Union is the best way to go. When they're causing the violence and killing, they give you an alternative. They've got to bring us, America, Canada, Mexico, into one union to be one of the 10 worldwide. This is how they're selling it, and it's coming now out in the open. February 2015. They say that it must change if the 21st century is to be an American century. The United States, Canada, and Mexico are bound by shared economic, environmental, demographic, and cultural destiny. And how we move forward is key to our success. Shall I add a word? And dictatorship that they're not telling you about. These three countries, they say, in their planning process, should I quote, create a North American passport that would, over time, allow the citizens to travel, work, and invest, and learn, and innovate anywhere in North America. I say, whoopee. I can't wait to be enslaved by these knotheads, these liars, secret society members that want to take you down. I just can't wait to be part of the North American Union. And I'm being extremely facetious. In North America context, much like the within the European Union, our economics, societies are far more integrated than our immigration system recognizes. A North American passport, much like EU passport, would align our laws with reality. They say, and they lie, I say, with evidence. Now, you remember I mentioned something about that quote about FDR back in March the 4th, 1939? Well, I hope you didn't forget it. I talked about 15, 20 minutes ago. Part of that quote says from FDR behind closed doors, he says, I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. In the final analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship, unquote. FDR Plan 1. One was planned in the 1960s. One was planned by Nixon in February the 12th, 1972. In fact, and guess what that rascal did? He signed the executive order 11647 on February the 10th, 1972. And you know, when he set that up, they were planning a dictatorship in America again by 1973. And did you know, when he signed that, Nixon, it was America's effort to take control of the New World Order. It told our Illuminati to slow down. Don't get involved in this. We'll tell you what to do. No, we're going to move ahead. We'll take control. That's where Watergate came up, because American Illuminati tried to take control. And Nixon, the family member, even of Reagan, was told, you better back off. We're going to give you a way out. They were going to assassinate Spiro Agnew. Our own people were, from a unit from LAPD. I got the details on it. Glasshouse Tapes by Lewis Tackwood confirms it. He was a member of that unit. He went public in 1972-73. They'd use this as a dialectic, as a reason to establish martial law after the assassination of Spiro Agnew in a Republican convention in San Diego. Then bombings would follow afterwards. Then Nixon had the justification to declare martial law. And in fact, he was working with General Cushman, a member of the Joint Chief of Staff and CIA at the time, later. Yeah, to use Marines to control and set up a blockade of D.C. Schlesinger is going to short-circuit. All kinds of things happened that period of time. Well, he actually did sign Executive Order 11647. And very quickly, what that did was divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each. A governor and UN regional administrator would control each region. 10 UN members, 10 governors. Yeah. And then on July 23rd, to continue it, he signed Executive Order 11731, July 23rd, 1973. So by September, Spiro Agnew had been assassinated. We had a dictatorship, and America was going to take over. That didn't happen. And it's never going to happen. Joint Chief of Staff, CFR. You only have the smarts. The Illuminati is already ahead of you. But the Illuminati, they don't have the smarts, because God's already got it in hand. You all are going to fail. You're like a bunch of dogs in a pit, snakes in a pit. The Illuminati is like snakes in a pit, fighting and biting each other. Psalms 34:21, and evil shall slay the wicked, and there's not a darn thing they can do about it. But family, what happened was, when Nixon's plans didn't go to fruition, they simply transferred it. They rescinded the orders in 1978. By 1980s, Reagan, his cousin, took over. And Reagan, Giuffrida, Oliver North, Knights of Malta, he's a member of, come up with FEMA, named it, to carry on the plans, exactly what Nixon set up. They just absorbed it. Same regions, same 10 regions, same states, part of it. It's continued on to FEMA's strategic plan for disaster, which would end up being the government, and set up for the North American Union. I got all down. I did research, and I did research on the researchers. It was to create a new country I'm telling you about right now. Family goes back to the 1920s. And each leader of our country, at one time or another, was involved with it. Nixon tried to capitalize on it. FDR tried to capitalize on it. You got the point now? So coming to date, Billy Bob Clinton, his role was NAFTA. You got to connect the economic ties first. So what's NAFTA done for Canada, Mexico, and the United States? Well, the way they sold it, a bill of goods, and it was, if they combined the North American continent, this move would provide, from their perception, a dramatic break from Washington's historical negligence of its near broad. Stems from a rare luxury. They say, in contrast to it, to other major continental powers, through the centuries, it's been done. Starting wars to justify more control, to kill off American citizens and military, take control of, gain power, gain money. That's what it's all been about all along. With no real threat next door, the United States is, we felt free to roam elsewhere in the world. Unconstrained, secure as if we were an island nation, collecting debt instead of fighting for freedom. We're being lied to, veterans. Fighting for freedom has been a lie all along. Same thing for every other country. It's not just America. Oh, no, 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 no. No. Same for every country. The countries just don't know it. The citizens don't know it. NAFTA was set up. Links up 450 million people. In 2013, the U.S. exports of manufactured goods to Canada, Mexico, reached $473 billion. And thanks to NAFTA, each American factory worker generated $39,000 in export revenue in 2013. Too bad the workers couldn't get some of that money, huh, to save their families. Well, the ones at the high level are stealing it away and taking lives. They created unions to control you. Unions have never been, they've been administered by the mafias to control you, not to help you. To take your money from dues on purpose. To kill you if you were to speak out. That's what it's for. Always has been. Now, they don't win this war, family. Don't think that judgment's not coming to them, and there's nothing they can do about it. I mean nothing. The only thing they can do about it is for them to get out of it. Of course, they'll reap the reward, the wrath of man when they get out of these programs. They'll be blackballed, murdered, whatever. Families wiped out. But family, we're talking eternity here. It's real. They think they're going to live forever through technology. It's not going to happen. So in the meantime, they want to take your soul. Every country has this going on. But focusing back on our own problem here in our doorstep, we here in America thought you were safe. That there's no country can invade your borders as an assault, and you're right. That's why our own government, who's Illuminati, working with the Illuminati in Europe, Russia, China, working against us all in every country, and there's no good guys in this at all, has infiltrated inside our government, inside our military, inside our industrial complex, from within. Destroy us like a cancer from within. Began in 1950. I give the date and how they did it. Through all those seven areas I mentioned, education, science, military, everything. Everything I mentioned. Mass medication, pharmaceuticals, antidepressants. Keep us busy with entertainment so you don't connect the dots. While they work behind the scenes, you're being entertained. That's how they do it. Sleight of hand. Well, the Russian Spetsnaz, the United Nations troops in the millions, Chinese troops in the millions, have entered the continent of North America through Panama Canal, through Alaska, through California, South America, that would be near the Panama Canal, of course, and Mexico, bases surrounding us also, in Canada, using Americans against Americans because of secret societies, has infiltrated into our governments, into our schools, into our business, while we are occupied and entertained and living day to day paying the bills. And when they figured they're enough and far enough that they've got control, that's when they've made their moves, but they've made them too soon along the decades, as I've explained before. Well, now they figure they come through with the North American continent, and you'll love it. You'll want it. And then join the Union to reduce sovereignty. Was their objective all along since 1950. You have to get us to reject sovereignty. To not be patriots no longer. To be anti-war. Now, you see, I come back around circle. How close we are. Aha! Did light bulbs go on? It takes me a while to get to the point sometimes because if I just lay it out, it's like, I don't understand that. It's taken me a long time to understand it myself. It's summed up by a very evil individual by the name of Brock Chisholm, who was first director of the United Nations World Health Organization in 1948, 1953. He summed it up quite well. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That's how they're going to achieve world government. To take away your individualism. Take away your loyalty to family tradition. Destroy the family. Same-sex marriage. Transgender. You got it now? That's why they're pushing the marriage. Destroy the family. Lenin, 1904, 1907, was a student of the Illuminati, said, I quote, "Destroy the country, you must destroy the family. The family units was the strength. They needed the family unit before 1950 to foment the wars. What are you going over there to Germany for? I'm going to fight those Huns, man. Protect my family, my way of life, my democracy." That's what we were taught. They were causing the wars anyway. So you fought for your country. You fought for your family. Now you take it away. You make the families go to part. What are you going to fight for? Anti-war? I don't care about America. I don't say that Pledge of Allegiance anymore. I'm a sovereign man. You see how it works? So they take that away using all these little tricks they've got in the politics and the finance and TVs and movies. Working on your children at 5 years old, first grade to high school, to make them ready for the international children of the future. Right in front of our face all along. That's how they're doing it. Each generation chipping away at sovereignty so they accept the New World Order. I've heard it many times before. "Well, Tom, it seems like a good idea to have a New World Order." I say, "Why is that?" "Well, peace. We'll have world peace." Family, they don't realize that the same ones causing the darn wars are the same ones bringing you peace. I got a problem with that. They're the ones killing off our soldiers and killing off our citizens worldwide. And the same ones, the very same doggone ones, are the ones bringing you the North American continent. Bringing you the North American Union, the European Union. They're the very ones killing off your children in vaccines, in wars, and I can prove every bit of it. And I'm not the only one. The same ones control the terrorists. The same ones are trying to bring you peace. Now, there's something wrong with that. Something is not right about that picture. It's like I'm in a divorce case, or let's say, for example. And I find out I'm not married or nothing like that, but I'm hypothetical. So I find out my wife is having an affair with my lawyer. So I hire another lawyer, somebody recommended. Make a long story short, I find out the lawyer I hired is a brother, the one that she's having an affair with. He's my lawyer, and they're brothers, and that's why I lost everything. It's the same thing going on behind our backs. Jesus Christ is the only answer, family. There is no other answer. No Ron Paul, no Oath Keeper guy popping up, no patriot from Tea Party, nobody, not one. All of them up in Congress are part of the Republican, Democrats are part of the New World Order. They're a part of secret societies. And they lie to you. I owe you something on that one. That little voice inside me said, I need to prove that. For those that may not know. I need to give you proof on that one. Instead of just ratting off like... This sometimes really irritates me. I keep myself distant from it emotionally. But boy, when I talk about this, sometimes... But I tell you what, I get worked up because I'm tired of us getting lied to. And I look for solutions, and I'm telling you the solution. And it's not, people don't like to accept the solution, but there's no other solution. There is no other. Family, and it's the solution that will work. It's through God, through Jesus Christ. A revival in this country of prayer. Of coming together as groups in different states and communities to stop the movements of certain acts that they put through, certain laws to go against them, and to stop them, slow them down. There's things you can do to keep them busy instead of them keeping us busy. Now, I want to show you. Bear with me here for a second. As I put my program together in my head as I go along. I don't have a script or anything like that. I talk from what I know. And other researches I can pull up. Because you've had them along the way, honest ones. And the interesting part about them, most all of them have been murdered. From Bill Cooper to Russo, Tim Russert, in one way or another. Now, to show you, they hide it. And they do it on purpose. Don't you hear this?
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
They lie. They even have a laugh about it. That was him in the Council of Foreign Relations meeting. He lied to his constituents that he about him not being a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He kept a secret. Why would he do that? Because they know how despotic that it really is. You see? So everything I tell you, I've got evidence for. And they're quotes. Now, I mentioned about the infiltration of Russians. Chinese. You'll find in Clinton, Chinagate, 1990s, bringing in the Russian, Chinese, Long Beach Naval Base, Costco, under the guise of industrial enterprise. That's how they brought in military equipment. Through Mexico, because of what Jimmy Carter come up with, pulling out of Panama Canal, allowing the Chinese to move in. All that was pre-planned. To bring down our military was same-sex, was homosexuals coming in the military. That's what that was all about. Using the drug trade as a cover for bringing in military equipment. Infest America with all the aliens possible. Goes back to 1940s with FDR. So now this next interview is quite, it's about 14 minutes long. Listen to every word in this interview, and this is a good interview about security on the borders between the United States and Mexico. Now the interviewer was a member of the Border Patrol for many decades, retired. He gives a good, honest interview. But read behind the lines, read between the lines of what he says relative to the North American continent, bringing in of drugs, Russian mafia, Russians inside the United States and outside the United States, as infiltration. And he may not even know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't want to mention it, but we take it to another level. Listen to this interview and listen to every word. Link it up to how they've come inside our country. Way beyond intrusion of the boundaries and borders. It goes way beyond that. Here we go.
My name is Zach Taylor. I'm a retired Border Patrol officer. My main job was understanding and having intelligence capabilities about drug smuggling across the U.S. border and human smuggling across the U.S. border to bring contraband and people into the United States. That's what I did for 26 years. National security is a component of the immigration laws and the reason that immigration officers exist. Because the immigration laws are designed to primarily do just two things. Protect national security and public safety. The component of national security is the economy and American jobs. Because the foundation of American society, which is the family unit, depends on jobs and the economy for their livelihood. On the other side is the public safety, which includes public health. And that is so the people will be secure in their persons and their property from outside source threats. In other words, people coming in to take over America by force or by subterfuge. Right now, Department of Homeland Security is in charge of, through Customs and Border Protection, the apprehension and collection of the illegal aliens. This Center for Disease Control and Prevention is in charge of the screening with the U.S. Public Health Service. I've never seen the CDC or U.S. Public Health Service work together with the Border Patrol at the border, ever. The agents are telling us that they're seeing some people that are obviously sick, with shivering type illnesses, with possibly dehydrating illnesses like diarrhea and vomiting. But those people are disappearing. We don't know what they have, where they're going, where they're taking them. Surely they're being quarantined somewhere. We just don't know where. And even the agents don't know what the diagnosis is of these illnesses. Tie that in with the fact that these people can come through almost anywhere in the world and are funneling into Mexico. And we already know there's epidemic levels of certain diseases in Mexico and Central America. We don't know if these people are showing these diseases, if they're even being screened for them. The real troubling part of this is we know that in West Africa right now, there's an Ebola outbreak that does not meet the parameters of communicable diseases. Normally, Ebola virus starts in the jungle and moves into an indigenous population in the jungle, and then from there into a larger population area. What they're experiencing in West Africa in three countries right now is an Ebola outbreak in three separate cities at the same time. This is very unusual. It is almost as if the virus was planted in those three cities to infect that population. In other words, the virus is working in the reverse of what it has historically. Before it moved from the jungle into the populated area, now it's starting in the most populated areas in those cities and working through the population. If we had a control event, I'll give you an example. Border Patrol has a drug smuggling operation and they've been surveilling it. And after the car loads up and takes off, we stop the car. And the person driving the car hands us a diplomatic passport, saying they're a diplomatic alien inside the United States. We stop right there. We call the Department of State. The Department of State takes it from there. The person is not prosecuted. Yes, we may or may not seize the vehicle and the drugs. The United States public never knows that happened. That's a controlled event. In this situation, where you have hundreds of thousands, literally, of people coming across the border, and you're only catching a small fraction, if you're not telling the public that 80 to 90% of what's coming across the border is not being apprehended, and you're putting their focus on this 10% that is being apprehended, only showing them the 1% that are 6, 8, 10 years old and appeal to the compassion of the American people, and not show them the people with these serious communicable diseases, the fact that they are known gang members, they have the gang tats all over them, because they do not have a conviction in the United States, they're turned loose free in the United States. We don't know when CDC takes custody of one of these people from Homeland Security and whisks them off somewhere, we don't know where, what disease they have been diagnosed with. We know it's communicable. We assume it's serious. But that is being kept away not only from the agents in Department of Homeland Security, it is part of the controlled event where America doesn't realize how serious the threat is, and they're only being shown the compassionate side of the situation. That 1 to 2% of those 160,000 that appeal to the compassionate side of the people of the United States. What the people don't realize, that it is putting their own children at risk. Because these children are going to be put in schools with their children. This administration and past administrations have not lived up to enforcing the rule of law with regards to national security and immigration laws. The reason we're having the press of the Central American miners is because this particular administration has invited them to come here. The problem, as I see it, and as apparently because Center for Disease Control, Health and Human Services, and Department of Homeland Security are trying to make this a control situation, they're anticipating a large national crisis. When you see that FEMA is preparing for 200 million deaths in the United States, that tells you something. When you see that the government is controlling the supply of ammunition and that basic medical supplies are in short supply in southern Arizona, something's wrong. They are anticipating something drastic. If they had enforced the law, if they didn't enforce the immigration law, and if they had expeditiously removed these people that came here, this group of miners, they would have dealt with this situation. The way they are reacting to it is facilitating and inviting more of the same. So what they're doing is making a bad situation much worse. The real reason these people are probably coming here from an intelligence point of view is to mask or draw attention away from something else that is happening. Since the United States government is encouraging this, it is something that the United States government wants to happen. They have significant CIA, FBI, Department of State, Homeland Security, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, you name it, in Central America right now, have been there a long time. They know what's going on. We're not doing anything to stop the obvious threat. 2 years ago, I became acquainted with a person that lives in Mexico City. Have complete, total confidence in this person as an informant. He's beyond reproach. And he told me, when I asked him, I was concerned about two things. And that was the trafficking of human organs in Mexico and the extreme violence, the beheadings and dismemberments that were going on in Mexico. Now, understand, this person is pretty much as an unbiased observer that has almost unlimited access to all levels of both government and society in Mexico. Without hesitation, he told me that the most influential criminal organization in Mexico City at that time was the Russian Mafia. And through other sources, I knew that they were a very important component in Ecuador and in the tri-border area in South America. So when you start to think about the dynamics of what's going on in Mexico, think transnational criminal. Think of people beyond Mexico. Think beyond Central America. And think of criminals, period. The reason they come to the United States is because this is where the money is. The agent is much more afraid of his own government than he is of the transnational smuggler. Because they're not only messing with the agent's pay right now, they're telling him to run away from an assault. You know, if somebody wants to fight, leave him alone. Don't shoot at anybody. They just told the local Border Patrol here that they're not going to get any ammunition for their rifles until 2015. What's that about? They're not going to have any practice ammo for their Carrefours until 2015? Well, that's over a year away. FY 2015 starts in October 2015. So what is it that the Border Patrol agents aren't going to get where historically Department of Homeland Security used to buy ammunition for the Border Patrol by the boxcar load?
You're saying Border Patrol agents in Tucson sector have to ration their ammunition for the next 14, 15 months?
They can't use it. They're doing zero accountability. In other words, they can't shoot any of it, and it's being accounted for round for round. The rules are you have to practice, you have to qualify, demonstrate proficiency at a minimum level with each firearm that you're authorized to use. Handgun, shotgun, rifle. When the agent is, one, not allowed to maintain his basic proficiency with the firearms that he uses and train with them on a quarterly basis, he is less proficient. If he is less proficient and doesn't have access to ammunition, he's less likely to take that firearm into the field and have it available should he need it. That raises the risk level to the individual agent. Because the purpose of having the superior fire force is to deter someone from attacking you. The whole idea of asymmetrical warfare is to defeat your enemy from within. It is not to attack him from without. Of course, the threat comes from without, but they have to be inside of the United States to affect a successful warfare strategy. If asymmetrical warfare is going to be successful, the first thing that has to be done is to compromise America's defenses against invasion. Because they have to have their personnel inside the United States to affect the infrastructure. Our hospitals, our schools, our electric grid, our power supplies, our water supply. Basically, what we call infrastructure. All of those things create our infrastructure. But they have to affect the degeneration from inside the United States. The markers that we're seeing that indicate this is asymmetrical warfare is because the reaction that the United States is taking is they're taking the opportunity of inviting these illegal aliens to come here. They're concentrating them in one place in the United States, the Rio Grande Valley, and they're drawing the resources that are protecting the rest of the United States border to care for the illegal alien children, to help with the overflow of the miners, to transport, to take care of the needs of these people while they're in Homeland Security custody. All this takes the resources that are protecting America at the border off of the border. So now the borders are wide open. This gives the people that are trying to get their infrastructure, their personnel, their drugs, their dirty bombs, their biological weapons, their chemical weapons into the United States without being noticed. Because this part of the border is open. It is not being patrolled. It is a perfect military strategy. It doesn't raise any eyebrows because we're focused on the children. But we need to focus on our children. Because this is asymmetrical warfare. Everything says it is. And the way the United States government is responding to it is concealing that fact from the American people. In other words, they're assisting in the downfall of America. And you need to understand that.
Family, it's one of the best interviews I've ever heard. It's right on target. It's exactly what's going on. I found that some time ago, and I thought, oh, I was waiting for the right time to bring it out. I found the internet, and I listened to it, and I said, man, he has slam dunk right on target. Now, what he described perfectly, maybe you knew, maybe you didn't know, but in realistic terms, he described exactly the strategy being used against us now. And I will tell you, this is a strategy used by the Illuminati going back centuries. Cicero, Marcus Tullius, said in 42 BC, 42 years before Christ. This goes back a long time ago. He says, and I quote, it's called the enemy within. It's a strategy being used on us today by the Illuminati. Remember I said, their bloodline goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Here's a strategy they use called the fifth column strategy. Quote, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive the treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners out openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely. His sly whisper is rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not to be traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Unquote. Hence, the garments, the Joint Chief of Staff. Hence, your Congress that are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, working within the gates of America. Hence, your presidential appointees, every one of them, confirmed by Burke Peerage, Ancestry.com, and others, have confirmed, beyond a shadow of a doubt, as reported officially, that every single president we've ever had, except for Van Buren, every president have all been in the same bloodline of the Merovingian bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. And your voting does not count. It never has. It never will. So all the Republican conventions, all the Democratic conventions is bogus and a waste of time and money. Going to the voting booth is a waste of money, waste of time. You might as well watch Dancing with the Stars. They manipulate the voting, and always have. When the computers came into being, they used a program that would manipulate the voting. Before that, it was just simple criminal manipulation of the figures. The Electoral College picks them anyway. We've been lied to, family. And so has every other country in this world, based on the Illuminati's agenda. For example, right here is testimony about your voting. Actual testimony under oath. I'm going to play the whole thing. The part of it.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we'd been asked to make a program that could fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
All right. Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system, is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results, do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably hacked.
And your testimony is under oath?
Yes, sir.
And the testimony you've given is true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Have the same question. Back to the podium. Who did you say you were asked to prepare?
I was asked by Tom Feeney. He's now a congressman. At that time, he was Speaker of the House of Florida, Yang Enterprises, which was the company I worked for, lobbyist, and their corporate attorney. He wore a lot of hats.
And at the time, he was the Speaker of the House of Florida. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Congressman.
You say he was the lobbyist for the voting machine company at the same time he was Speaker of the House?
I don't know what the voting machine company, if he was a lobbyist for Yang Enterprises. We had NASA contracts. And
Yang Enterprises did what? Computers?
Computers.
Okay, and he was your lobbyist. Your company's
lobbyist. Lobbyist for that company, yes.
And he asked you to design a code to rig an election.
Yes.
While he was Speaker of the Florida House.
Yes.
This was during or previous to the 2000 election?
Yes, October, end of September.
And did he ever express why he wanted a code to rig an election?
No, I immediately assumed that they were trying to keep you guys from cheating them. So I wrote up the documentation of what you would look for in the source code, how you would make sure that you didn't get, you know, taken advantage of, make sure that all voting machines had receipts, because that way you could back count the ones that looked a little funny. And I handed it over.
By receipts, you mean a paper trail?
Yes, paper trail. And I handed that in to Mrs. Yang and said, here's your report, here's your program. And she said, you don't understand, we need to hide the fraud in the source code.
Hide the fraud, not reveal the fraud.
Not reveal the fraud, because it's needed to control the vote in South Florida, was what she said.
Whoa,
that's what she said. To your knowledge, was this used?
I have no idea. I was ready to leave.
and
left the company.
Your testimony a moment ago, I think you said just before you left and answered the Congresswoman Tudor Jones question, that, would you just repeat what you said in terms of the exit polls?
Oh, the exit polls should not be significantly different than the vote.
And if they were, you would conclude what?
I would conclude someone's playing with the vote.
Now with the exit polls?
That's possible too.
Okay.
Something is definitely skewed.
Something is skewed in one or the other about.
Right. To select which one, you'd have to see where the problem is.
Let me ask you one further question. Assuming for the moment that such software, that's what you call it, such software to rig a vote was used in one or more machines in Ohio or in Florida, could you today detect that if you look at the source code?
If you could get the machines and they have not been patched yet, I mean, once they get in and touch them, anything can happen. You can also set timers to do that, but then you see the timers. Then you'd have to take those machines, decompile them, which I couldn't do, but possibly a Microsoft, an MIT, something could do. You might be able to see it.
You might.
Not, this depends on how good they are at destroying what they had.
Destroying what they had by tampering with the machine afterwards or by programming a destroyed instruction in the first place.
Right, because since you didn't...
Both? Either or both?
Either or both. You didn't actually see what's in there, so you don't know if the code is running in a single executable or running in various modules. If it's running modules, you can make the code actually eat itself.
Let me ask you one further question. I've been told that people who assume that lots of the election results, or that a large fraction of the election result in any state may have been affected by deliberate fraud in the computer are paranoid, because in order to do that, you'd have to have access to thousands of machines, and that would be readily detectable. To what extent is that true?
It depends on the technology you use. If you did a central tabulation machine that fed in, all you'd have to do is set a flag. You set a flag, the central central tabulation machine would then flip your vote.
So one person putting in bad code in a central tabulation machine could affect thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of votes.
Right, and you could activate either automatically, or you could make it so that there's code existing on like an electronic machine that feeds it, where you would punch it in, it would set the flag, the server would see the flag, and then...
And if you had a recount, and there were no paper trail, would that be revealable by seeing a discrepancy between what the central tabulator showed and what the individual machines, which had not been tampered with, showed?
Not if I wrote it.
Why not? In other words,
I would make it match.
You could work back from the tabulator to the individual machines, so that the tabulator would tell the machines to switch their results?
Yes. It talks both ways. You can flip it to whatever you need.
And they actually do talk to each other. Just
yes.
The machine
as long as it's hooked up, as long as it's networked together, they can talk to each other.
So in other words, there is absolutely no assurance whatsoever on anything with regard to these machines.
Absolutely none, unless you look at the source code and make sure it's safe before it goes out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Congressman Mathis. I know that Congresswoman Waters has questions, and then Senator Miller, and then Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones.
This will only take a moment if you would come back to the...
It goes on and on. There's many more segments to this interview. Shall I say more? Let's go back to the interview with the Border Patrol officer that retired. Veterans, Border Patrol cops. He described exactly what I've been saying, is that every war, every conflict has been controlled. How they control the conflicts and make them turn out the way they want to, by setting the rules of engagement. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't go here, you can't go there. It comes from the State Department or from your administrative office at the highest level or the government or ATF or whatever. And they say, and then you officers ask each other, why are they doing this? This doesn't make any sense. Man, mind your own business. Do what they tell you to do. The rules of engagement control what the Illuminati wants you to do. Your progress is slowed down, diverted, redirected by their setting the rules of engagement. They can actually, and they have in fact, control the outcome of every war from the bloodlines going back to 1776 to the pre-planned World War I, World War II was pre-planned in 1871 by setting rules of engagement to limit our advance, to limit our involvement. And in 1950, to give you evidence that is massive implications. And the credibility goes to General MacArthur in his diary talking about the Korean War and where the real fault lies. Just for an example, one example of many, and I will quote General Douglas MacArthur. He said, the possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, that was Taiwan, which in effect, neutralize means to blockade Formosa, which in effect protected Red China, Communist China, from attack by Chiang Kai-shek, forces of 500,000 men, unquote. Chiang Kai-shek was of the Free Chinese. He wasn't such a good guy, but he was still of the Free Chinese. So according to the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman, that murderer, declare it was against American policy for the Free Chinese to reclaim Communist China, but he ordered American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure. So Chiang Kai-shek, so China, Red China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea to aid in the attack on the South, to aid the attack of North Korea in the South. That's for the Frozen Chosen, and the reason it's North and South Korea divided, because our own 7th Fleet, working against our own troops by order of the State Department, working for the Vatican to make sure China remained communist. Why? Because they want to use communism now as a next fictitional alternate enemy from 1950 through Vietnam all the way up to 1987. And the fake enemy of Islamic terrorism then was the replacement for it. And I've proven that the CFR also engineered this. December the 9th, 1950, Chicago Tribune wrote, and I've got a copy of the article, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the members of the Council should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, Korean War. Family, this conspiracy is real. It's resulted in the death of all our military citizens, with the leaders working together in every nation, working together for a new world order, step by step, stage by stage. Fact. Now, people can run from this if they want. They can hide if they want. They can watch Dancing with the Stars if they want. It won't stop what's happening. But when you go to Jesus Christ, when you go to work together to stop the act, stop the movement, stop the legislation, expose it for what it really is, you cause them problems. An awakened mass. I'm not talking about revolution. That's nonsense. They're trying to, Rick Joyner and Jerry Boykin, general, they're talking about, and McChrystal and all these generals are nothing more than another side of the Illuminati. They're all the same. Every one of them that's members of the Joint Chief of Staff and the Council of Foreign Relations briefers, they're all the same. They just have another agenda that's still evil. Family, we need a spiritual awakening in this country. That last briefing, the last interview about Russia and China, about Russia, Russian Mafia, they work for the Illuminati. The Italian Mafia work for the Illuminati. Triads work for the Chinese Illuminati. Bringing children over for organ transplants, organ is horrific, for sex, human trafficking. Now you know where 500,000 children are going? CPS, Child Protective Service, finds the children that they can make disappear. And that's what Senator Schaefer was going after. I got more tomorrow. I'm going to start talking about individually each union in the World Union. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. Today was basic information, some information you've not heard before. Had to lay the groundwork. I can't just throw it out at you. I got to give you the background. It takes time. But I said that all week. Tomorrow I'm going to focus now on the World Revolutionary Movement, North American Union, and how we fit exactly into the other unions that was predicted thousands of years ago is coming to fruition now. Remind you all, before I go, that my broadcasts and Bible studies, I got Bible studies 8 to 9 on my website every night, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to them on my website live. I have a 24-hour loop of archives on my website. In addition to that, 4 to 6 is my broadcast that encompasses the whole gambit. 4 to 6 every day, so it's 3 hours a day I broadcast live. And then when I'm not live, I have a 24-hour loop of archives that plays automatically. I just cut in on it, as you noticed. Today's live on the 17th of March. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, of HighPointRadio.net. HighPointRadio.net, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. On his network, plays my broadcasts and Bible studies on a random basis. And he has sponsors on his site. If you live in those three states, find out from his website where the sponsors and use them. Or, you know, give him, you know, donations, some money for him to run his show, his network, whatever you can help him with. Also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. Everything I do here is strictly voluntary. I do it 24/7. I sleep sometimes, and I've been doing this for 5 years and not stopping. I do the best I can to get you the information of the reality of what you're dealing with. I shall continue. So family, y'all have a good night. And you know that Jesus Christ is the bottom line of your salvation and where you end up in eternity. That is really the bottom line. Because all this we're talking about today is heading toward completion of the Bible in the final ends of the tribulation period. We're toward that point. That's why I bring all this out, to show you how it's really happening up close and personal. Not just some theory or just scriptures you don't understand, but how it's really happening. The signs of the times shows you that we're closer than ever. But it's up to God whether they can have it or not. And when they have it, their days are over. Their successes will be their failure and their undoing. Because Jesus is the Creator. He is coming back. Y'all have a good night now. And we'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. Or tomorrow, 4 to 6. And we'll continue on this week, like I said, about the North American Union and the European Union and the world revolutionary movement that's taking place. Y'all have a good night and God bless you. This is your watchman, Thomas Campbell. I'm signing off. Good night and God bless.
I am with you every day.